Story time. The time during the week where we talk about what happened during our campaign. Our favorite moments, what we learned about ourselves, and what we learned about each other. Please join us now as we enjoy story time.
All right, so we're back for story time, and this week we are picking up where we left off. We were inside of the Great Furnace. We were walking along this coal path. We had just gotten done rescuing Cedric from his eternal burning, or whatever you want to call it, in the pit that he was over off to the side.
Sanity was lost, especially by Cedric, who went through that torment, and by Sanjin, who helped Cedric out of that torment.
Yep. And so we continued on. We cast prestidigitation on ourselves of all symbols that we had passed already, because we figured that was the best way we were going to get through this area safely. And we were headed down the coal path, and all of a sudden Krieg stops. And this is the first time Krieg has ever stopped or wanted to stop in his life that we've been with him down here in the abyss.
He seemed hesitant to go inside of this cavern.
Yep, and he told us, the black skull that I have on my head, this is where my judgment is. I'm going to try and lead you astray. There's going to be a lot of different paths that you can take, but I think he just told us to keep going straight,
I will not want to go straight.
Yeah. And so we basically were like, well, just so he doesn't wander off, we're going to restrain him. And I think we had rope or chains
one of the brothers that you had dug up had these really interesting looking manacles. And so I believe it was Dordain whipped them on him and Krieg. Yeah.
Yep. And we basically just walked him along, and he's like, no, like I have to go this way. We entered into the catacombs.
Yeah. And so it's interesting to note that the burning of the souls from the Great Furnace was letting off this ash of like dead skin, really disgusting. And by the time you got to this open of this cavern, it had like filled the air. Like it was everywhere. You guys were getting in your mouth. It was disgusting. You enter into this cavern. It's super dark. You're walking through. You didn't light the torch yet. And somebody kicked something on the ground and heard something like, ah! And so somebody pulled out the torch, lit it, and what was around you?
It was like this almost graveyard type thing, but instead of like headstones, it was like just people's heads sticking up out of the ground. It was like they buried them, but standing up, so they had to see what was going on the whole time when they were going through. And their mouths were getting filled with the ash. Like, we were kicking the ash into them. We lit the torch and saw this, and it was like, whoa.
They all had this symbol of a man on their head, which none of you guys had.
Right.
And you saw a familiar face, actually, that called out to you.
Yep. We saw Captain Zatchet, the one that took over, I believe it was the Noggle's demise, correct? Yep. Yeah, he took over, had that fight back in the day a long time ago, and he was now buried from the neck down in this ground. And I don't remember if he asked us like to help him or what, or if he just like spit on us or whatever.
And like, how did you get here? You're not supposed to be here. He kind of recognized something was different. There was something weird going on. And you guys started talking as players about like, well, wait, why is he here?
Yeah.
And I think you guys kind of put it together that his sin must have been clearly his cannibalism.
Yeah.
And so his eternal punishment was the only thing he would ever taste was this dead ash. And so every head around you had this man symbol on it. And of course, their eternal punishment was to eat the dead forever.
Yeah.
But it was no longer satisfying.
It's almost as if like the further we go through the abyss, the more people know who's supposed to be here, who's not supposed to be here. Because that was really interesting when Zatch was like, you're not supposed to be here. And it's like, well, how do you know we're not supposed to be here? Like, we all have different symbols. Like, you have been stuck here. How do you know that? You know,
and that's a good point, because something that we should bring up is the fact that all the way through the abyss, this parade of spirits going on this journey has been pretty big. Mm-hmm. And at this point, after you reach through the Great Furnace, there are not a lot of souls
left. Well, how many cannibals are there in the world of Atos?
You're not seeing a lot of souls on this path. The only souls that you're seeing have a couple symbols, an X, which you see like none. Zillison has one, and you're like, what is going on with Zillison that he has an X on him? You're seeing the skulls, not a lot of people, souls with these skulls. You're seeing the head or the man, which now they're all gone because they're all buried here. And so you guys
it's not
are just,
like people to make it past where they're supposed to stay. Yeah.
And you're seeing a drop of water, it looks like. And so there's not a lot of symbols left. Oh, and you're and so there's not a lot of symbols left, and there's not a lot of souls left on this path. You guys have pretty much been left alone, and every now and then you'll see somebody in front of you.
Yeah, and you know, we kind of just moved on. We may have kicked a little bit more dirt in Zatch's face just to be like, you dirty scoundrel, you. But we kept walking, and Craig continued to try and lead us astray. We had to like pick him up and move him at times because he was too feisty, and so you know, it was a nightmare to try and get to go through. And we eventually made it out of the catacombs of Horum, and we entered into what looked to be a vast desert as far as the eye could see. And we saw people get down on their hands and knees, and I believe it was the people with the water drop at this point in time. We didn't have anybody in our group that had that, but it was this moment where people got down on their knees and they just kind of accepted defeat and were like, well,
wandered into this desert.
They were crawling into the desert. Yep. Yeah.
You guys, none of you felt the urge to crawl. They just, as soon as they left this catacombs of Haram, they started crawling through this desert, just disappeared into the heat of the desert. And you could just hear them like crying out, water, I need water. Yeah. And so whatever that punishment was.
Yep. We don't know what that one was. But we kept walking. We were like, all right, well, we're free and clear. We can just walk through here. You know, we saw the sun off in the distance. And as we kept moving forward, it kept getting lower and lower and lower in the skyline, which was really interesting. So we kept walking and walking and walking. And it seemed to go on for a really, long time. We finally got across.
Sanity once again was lost.
Yep. We finally got across the Desert of the Cursed, and we saw. Well, Mitch, what did we see? You can probably describe it better than I can.
The sun was setting, and eventually it hit the horizon, and this sun was this black sun, and all of a sudden, you guys reached like the end of this cursed desert area, and the sun turned into a portal, which you guys were able to see through, and you saw this terrible furnace with fire igniting from it and demons flying all around it. And at the top, you saw this black, great knight, it looked like. He was huge. He was tall. He had a red sword. And he's just staring out from this tower. And you see this bridge, this drawbridge being thrown out. And these devils that you had seen a while ago that had the chains coming out of them, who had been there during everyone's judgment and had held you down, were throwing out chains and grasping whoever crossed this bridge, and they were bringing them into this fortress. But some souls were able to go in, and the doors just opened, and they seemed to just continue in.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys went across the bridge. These devils stared at you, but no chains came out. The gates open to this fortress, and it's like this corridor of jail cells. And you couldn't help but look into some of these jail cells. And this was an area we lost a lot of sanity on. So what did you see in these jail cells?
Well, this is a moment where we saw a lot of cameos of some of the worst of the worst that we've come across in some of your campaigns. And so we came across one that I think you actually played him in a campaign, right? At first, the prison campaign, Alhoun.
Yep.
Yep. We came across somebody named Dama, which we've talked a little bit about him before. We came across
Alhoun, the mind flayer that tried to ascend to godhood. Dama, the dark elf who was an enemy of all of the players in a past campaign.
Yep. Yeah, we came across Karth Stromdale from the Sons of Bastion campaign. We came across Dench Ironfist, which was the character, if you remember back to the Riders of Shemesh campaign. He came to the Crow's Fort with the other zombies from a one-shot that we did, and we had to fight against them. And
he was a PC of yours.
He was a PC of mine in the past,
determined to be a champion of Grumsh to take down the Riders of Shemesh, had failed. but here was his eternal resting place. Yep. And you came across this character who some of you guys have heard about in different campaigns, Frothgar. He was someone who was really important to cursing a specific land in my world. And there were other jail cells that you guys were able to look away and not look in. But every time you reach one of these jail cells, you saw these terrible, terrible people.
It's almost like you wanted to make really cool cameos and just make us right? pay attention exactly. to them.
With a fist symbol on their head, and sanity was lost all along the way. It was pretty terrible. But eventually you guys made it out.
Yep.
And you made it to a staircase going down, down, down. And you came to a dark, dark lake.
Yeah, it was almost like in The Hobbit where they meet Gollum for the first time, or in Harry Potter where they find the Horcrux in the middle of the lake. And that's kind of what I was expecting, the Harry Potter route, where it's like if you touch the water, the things will grab you. Like, right? it's a terrible, terrible thing. And we figured we had to cross this lake for whatever
especially
reason.
Because there was a boat there.
Yeah.
It was a rickety old rowboat. Yeah. So you guys made your way across the sea. And yeah, hands, like you said, the scene from Harry Potter, it was kind of just like that. These souls start rising up from the deep and trying to get into your boat, and they're trying to grab Zillicent, the one with the X. You guys notice that
they're all
these
like bloated
souls,
and nasty too, though.
All these souls are disgusting, but you can see that they all have this X, and they're trying to bring Zillicent, which it's so funny because this was a punishment in the world. And it just so happens that drowning is Zillicent's greatest fear.
Because he will drown real quick.
He's a living stone creature. Yeah. And they're trying to bring him in. And what happened? You guys are like frantically trying not to be tipped, but trying to save Zillicent at the same time.
Yeah, Cedric cast Fly onto Zillicent. And he was like flying around up in the air. We had no idea where he was at this point in time. We had dropped the torch at this point in time, so we had no idea where we were going. The boat was getting ripped to shreds. It was starting to sink. Cedric cast Fly, and he also created a big piece of ice that would, I think, essentially propel itself across the water.
You
or
guys
he
needed
kept, yeah.
something to be on besides yeah. this boat, because the boat was sinking.
Yeah, and he made a piece of ice for us to...
An iceberg, yeah.
An iceberg. Eventually, yeah. Zillicent made his way back to us in a less than ideal form. He kind of just flew down into us as a yeah. group. Like,
which
look out,
decimated
incoming!
Your boat.
Yeah, yeah. And so, yeah, Cedric had to make that ice and get us out onto that ice boat so we could keep going forward across this lake.
And luckily, quote unquote.
Yeah, right. Luckily.
At this time, you're all on this iceberg. The souls are still trying to get to you, but all of a sudden there's this whirlpool. And Krieg is like, we're finally here. And you guys get sucked down this whirlpool, and all of a sudden you're in this dark, dark room. And in the center of this room, the darkness is emitting from this black lantern. And Krieg stands up and says, we've made it. And that's where we left off for that night. And so we're playing tonight. We're finishing this up tonight. We're seeing what's happening next. And I guess before we do that, though, let's hear some perhaps final thoughts from Sanjay. Yeah.
Maybe he'll just sound a little crazier than normal. Just mix all my words up like Yoda
yeah,
or something.
Because how you went
I have
from
two sanity points two left sanity at this point in time.
So, yeah. Yeah. And you're not much worse off than everybody else. So
no.
The group has been decimated sanity wise. So let's hear from Sanjay.
It's been too long since I last wrote in my journal. My mind is jumbled. My heart is broken. So much pain down here. It seemed to go on forever. My friends, they hurt. I hurt. We have not much left. Black lantern is before us, and all we need to do is grab it. And hopefully, this was all worth something in the end. Our sanity was not worth this if nothing good comes of our adventure. I pray to the gods above that you hear us and help us. This couldn't have been for nothing.
Thanks for listening to this week's Storytime. We hope you've enjoyed these moments from our campaigns, stories about our characters, and what they have done within our worlds. We hope that you have enjoyed your time here, and we hope that you come back again next week for another edition of Storytime.